page 108, or The Social and Economic Implications of the Literary Work, Guerin et al. 1979, pages 75, the translation phase did not last, in Europe, first of all, and then in the Anglo-American world, it gave way to an interaction period, a systems approach began to be applied to literature, as elsewhere, and this culminated in what has been called structuralism in literature, Strawn 1990, pages 58, structuralist thought, growing out of the linguistic principles of Saussure, came to be applied to many diverse fields. In literary criticism it led to a proliferation of highly nuanced approaches that, for all their diversity, share a belief that structures can be used systematically to reach an interpretation of any particular text, Strawn 1990, pages 61. What they also share, and even share with their allegedly anti-structuralist opponents, is an understanding that literary criticism is interactionist in nature. In the earlier phases, to be sure, interpretation had been seen as a matter of communication. This remains the case in the interactive phase, even if it is now seen as essentially intercommunication, not one-way transmission of a message from author to reader, but